life tries to get you down, it's the perfect time for a rebound. It's my turn. Let's take it to another level.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazz Nations. 2:03 in the morning. We are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. Had Mike Phillips on the line just a few minutes ago. I think that brother turned over trying to get some waffles and chicken and waffles or something like that. I'm going to hit him back up in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, we have a few more callers coming through. I have Yannick Guizala calling in from California in just a few minutes. We have Guy Vergeer tuning in all the way from Los Angeles as well. Kevin Moore is tuning in from the Bay Area. Man, California is representing tonight. I want to thank Bernard Bell, fantastic bassist out here in Teaneck, New Jersey. He called in his thoughts and his wonderful inspiration that Wayman Tisdale left for him and on his music ministry as well. Again, Wayman Tisdale went on to be with the Lord last Friday at the tender age of only 44, man, 44. Yeah, and that brother right there, he just enjoyed life to the fullest. So no matter what you're going through, someone else is having something more or worse than what you're going through, all right? Trust and know on that. All right, we have calling all the way from San Diego. He has a fantastic show called The Jazz Pal. Log on to jazzpal.com for more information. And his brother's been supporting my music ministry. Fantastic broadcaster. He's been doing it for a long time, y'all. We have brother Eric Chambers on the line. Eric, how you doing, partner? Yo, Eric. All right, let me see what's going on with brother Eric here. There you go. What's going on, Eric?
Okay, how you doing, Tony?
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Okay.
All right, man. Your thoughts on Brother Wayman Tisdale?
Well, Wayman was, he was a gentle giant. And, you know, I've had a chance to meet him on a few occasions. You know, ironically, he was supposed to be performing this coming weekend at my radio station in San Diego at Smooth Jazz 98.1 at our anniversary festival.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, he was going to be one of the people who was going to perform. And, like, Norman Brown and various others will be there. And, you know, I've had a chance to, you know, be around Wayman on a few occasions. And on my own Facebook, you may have seen that I put together a quick little 20-second snippet tribute to him from when I interviewed him at the BET 25th anniversary celebration.
Right.
So, you know, but the man is, you know, unfortunately, you know, gone too soon.
Exactly. We got to be thankful for what we have in life, man. And whatever he was going through, he persevered. He didn't really let that get him down whatsoever. So we definitely want to continue to keep the family lifted up in prayer. Are you attending the services at all?
No, I wish I could, but I won't be able to attend. In fact, I wish I could be there to do an episode of my television show from it.
Right.
My Jasper TV show. That's what I wish I could do, but, you know, from the budgetary standpoint right now, I'm not in a position to do it, and I certainly would like to, you know.
Well, tell everybody about your show, man. We want to get some people there to tune into your program whenever they can, and your website and what have you. Tell them all about it.
Well, my show, The Jazzpool, is a jazz and gospel show, very similar to what you do. We're brothers in the business there, and support each other. And, of course, you're one of the artists that I play on my Jazzpool radio show here in San Diego. In fact, July 10th makes the 15th anniversary of the Jazzpool radio show.
Nice.
And next month, June, makes the 6th anniversary of the Jaspel TV show that's seen in about 65 million households on the Word Network, plus we're worldwide. And I am coming up on the 100th episode of the Jaspel television show, which is a milestone in TV. And especially even more so when you don't have a budget for that either.
Right.
You know, but we're coming up on the 100th episode, and, you know, we're going to be celebrating it with an event here at the Richard Nixon Library here in Southern California on the 29th of June. And we've got a phenomenal evening that evening, and that's scheduled for the, you know, to commemorate the 15 years of the Jaspel Radio Show, and it also would be the 16th year at the station in San Diego. And so I've just been blessed, Tony, that the Lord has, you know, given me longevity and given me persistence, and I just continue to stay the course. As long as it's His will, that's where I'll be, you know. And, you know, love playing the artist and love, you know, I'm blessed that my career is also my hobby.
Right, right.
So, but getting back to Wayman, you know, I was just, you know, just floored to hear about his passing last Friday.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, man, Wayman is, he's as nice a guy as you will meet in the industry. You know, and really on the smooth jazz side, you don't really have a whole lot of egomaniacal guys. Most of those guys are really cool to be around, male and female. You know, it's just like a big social club. Everybody seems to get along well. You know, but it's, you know, on the gospel side, that's a whole different monster, you know.
Exactly.
You know? That's a whole different show right there, you know, because right. You got too many clashes of the egos, especially at the top. But the smooth jazz people are a lot more pleasant to be around, from my estimation, from, you know, being around both sides of the business.
Right, right. Well, man, we definitely thank you so much for taking time out to call into the program this morning, and continue doing what you're doing, man. And congratulations on your, you know, milestone yourself there, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, you just keep on, you know, keeping on as well. And, you know, I got some other exciting stuff that I want you to be a part of, you know, that's coming down the pike that'll be happening here in Hollywood. So I'll be, you know, giving you more information about that as the time approaches.
Cool.
But, you know, keep on, you know, holding up the Bloodstained banner on the East Coast. I'll hold it down on the West Coast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, we'll, in fact, like on my MySpace, I've been on, Facebook.
Right.
I've actively been on Facebook for just over 2 months, and I'm up to over 1,200 friends. And, but I've been campaigning like Barack during the primaries.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, I would go to your site and any other jazz musician sites. And I would, because what I'm trying to do is build a base and, you know, just to support that community. And I've been reaching out to people, letting them know about my show. In fact, a lot of the people that I reach out to for friendship, they already have heard of me and my shows.
Nice.
And, in fact, there's one guy that I just got a couple of CDs from yesterday out of the Memphis area.
Uh-huh.
I listened. He's a saxophonist, and his name is Alan Clayton.
Alan Clayton, yes, I play his music here all the time, bro.
Okay, well, I just learned of him when I got the CDs this week, and I was pleasantly surprised. In fact, he was telling me he's going to be out here in L.A. this week.
Okay.
And then there's various other individuals that I get a chance to meet, you know, via Facebook, MySpace, and it's great. You know, I've been able to expand my territory as far as, you know, the artists are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the longest, you know, when you thought about the gospel jazz or the jazz scene, you thought about people like Ben Tankard and Angela Christie, Alan and Alan.
Right.
You know, they're some of the forerunners, but man, there are so many more people out there. And, you know, between, you know, connecting with you and, like I said, with Facebook and meeting other musicians on other musicians' pages, you know, I've been able to, you know, just continuously grow. And one thing that I tell them, I'm sure just like with you, I don't care if you're on a major record label or not.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You know, if the music is conducive for my Jaspel program, you know, I'll put you in the mix.
There you go. There you go. I appreciate that so much, my man, because you've been supporting my ministry from the beginning.
Yep. In fact, remember, speaking of a funeral, remember when the I played some of your music going up yonder on Johnny Cochran's service?
Correct, correct.
Back in the day, that was the first funeral I ever did on my television program. Since then, I've done like three of them.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, I didn't know. I was like, man, how's this going to go over, you know, doing the funeral?
Right.
But really, it went over very well.
Oh, excellent.
Because what you do is, you know, you're celebrating a person's life.
Yeah.
You know, you're not trying to show the sad or the morbid side of what's happened. You know, and in fact, you know, it's something that we all got to face anyhow. In fact, I just finished a course here in Orange County where I live at a church, and the course is called Live Like You Were Dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard years ago someone say, you know, if you were told you had 30 days to live, that's when most people would finally start living. You know, and so we all have to do that, because just like in Wayman's case, you know, he's scheduled to be here in Dago next week, this weekend.
Right, right.
Wow. And the scripture tells us, no man knows when the Son of Man cometh. You know, we're but like vapors.
Yes.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's right, my man.
And so that's why I try to cherish every moment that I have. And just like with you and other radio personalities, you know, like a lot of the people in the gospel tip, you know, where they get envious and jealous of each other. When it comes to the radio people, man, there is plenty of room at the cross.
You got it.
You know, and so I celebrate everybody who does it, because I'm going to tell you, my show is on for 1 hour in San Diego every Sunday. And the most I would want to do is maybe 2 hours. When I was, you know, a few years ago, maybe 5, 10 years ago, I would have wanted to do a 4-hour shift. But now, man, I'm just glad to get through an hour. And two would be great. But for the most part, I don't need to hear myself on the radio that long. For those who do it,
right,
bless them. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, like I said, there's plenty of room at the cross.
There you go.
And enough for me to support you. I got a buddy named Preacher Man who's there in San Diego who does a show, and he and I have been buddies. In fact, we were in class together aspiring to do this stuff way back in like 1986 when we first met. And we both are doing it, and we talk about it all the time, how, you know, there's no need of competition, especially when it comes to ministry.
There you go.
That's always amazing to me, where you have, you know, these Bible-toting, scripture-quoting, singing saints, and they're worried about the ratings and worried about, you know, everything except the right thing.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's time, to reach out unto God's people, and all that other stuff, that's fine and dandy, too, but it shouldn't be a priority.
Exactly. Exactly. So, well, Eric, man, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking time out. As I said before, again, your website is?
JAZZSPEL.com. But the best way to do it is find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric J. Chambers. And the same thing with MySpace. But since I got on Facebook, see, for the longest, I was a MySpace kid,
uh-huh,
guy, and then one of my friends emailed me like in January on Facebook, or late, maybe early February, and I had an account, but I might have had 8 or 10 people on there, and I didn't even check it after maybe 1 or 2 times after having it for about 8 months. And ever since I got that email and someone found me that I hadn't been in contact with since 96, and then I just kind of like got fired up, you know, because I really wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, man, Facebook is it's not my friend, we first cousins.
You know? Yeah, for a lot of people as well, my friend.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to connect with all kinds of people. And like I say, that's how I'm able to meet a lot of the artists that do what you guys do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've learned of you years ago, but there's a lot more people that I've learned of. In fact, I'm doing an event called the Festival of the Jaspel. We're going to be doing that on the 20th of June at the San Diego Fair.
Okay.
You know, and what I do is I have, you know, various different artists, you know, come and, you know, perform at the event. And, you know, it's a multicultural crowd and, you know, just create platforms for people to, you know, to do their thing. And we look forward to, you know, you and I have never met personally yet. I don't think we have.
No, we never met.
And, but we've communicated via phone and email and all that stuff, you know, and so I look forward to, you know, eventually, you know, having you on one of the events that I do out here.
Thank you, my friend. Looking forward to it, Eric.
Soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Tony.
All right, my man.
Good talking to you, my man, and I wish you continued success with your program. Keep on letting your light shine, my man.
Will do. Will do, Eric. And I thank you so much for coming on Gospel Jazzations this morning.
Okay.
All right, my man. Be safe out there. We'll talk soon.
Sounds like a winner.
All right. God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Eric Chambers from the Jazz Bell right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM, 2:17 in the morning. I want to thank him as well, also to Bernard Bell and Mike Phillips. And he just hit me up on his phone, said that his cell phone is acting up a little bit. That's why he got disconnected. So now he has to reboot. Man, what happened to just regular phones? Now we got to reboot our computer phones and all this other stuff. Unbelievable. 2:17 in the morning. Special tribute show to Wayman Tisdale here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. My name is Tony Smith. Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com for your thoughts. Thank you so much for all the text messages here on Facebook. Shout out to Phyllis Yancey out there in Arizona tuning in. Carlton Pope, Cameron Ross tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. David Frazier, thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. Lene Battle, Linda Johnson is tuning in. How you doing, Linda? I saw Kevin Moore on a little earlier. I don't know what happened to that boy. He probably fell asleep. Vanessa Edmonds tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. Thank you, Vanessa. How you doing? And we're going to give you some more music from Wayman Tisdale. Here's the song from his latest, which was released last year on the Rendezvous Music label. That's Dave Koz's music label. The song entitled Watch Me Play Again, featuring Robert Wilson from the Gap Band. Right here on the Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Log on to WaymanTisdale.com and leave some messages there at his guest book. He's also on Facebook as well. I think family members are continuing on with that particular page. But we want to thank all of you for tuning in and staying with us on this morning for this special tribute to Wayman Tisdale. Thank you, Winifred Stewart. Yes, I got your request. I'll get that on for you in just a few minutes. It's 2:19 in the morning. 201-692-2012 is the number. 201-692-2012. Yeah, my man. Yannick, go ahead, call on in, bro. Appreciate you so much. Here is a little bit of the song entitled Watch Me Play Again, right here on the Gospel Jazzations. And we'll be back with Yannick Wizala on Gospel Jazzations.
Women in full effect. I see your back, baby boy. Come on, give it to him. Oh, yeah. Jam for the
Tisdale, and you're listening to Tony Smith on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Yeah. WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations, 2:23 in the morning here in Teaneck, New Jersey. Shout out to Guyver Gear, guyvergear.com, tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. He has all of his listeners and supporters tuning in to Gospel Jazzations this morning out there in L.A. Thank you, Guyver. Always good to hear from you, partner. You be safe out there. All right, man. I'll check that out for sure, man. I'll check that out. And also shout out to Phyllis Yancey out there in Phoenix, Arizona. That's right, Phyllis. Come on over to the other side of the Mac users, girl. Drop that PC. It's easy. It's easy. Transition over to the Mac, man. Listen to Cheryl. I'm telling you, we're all Mac users out here, all right? Less viruses to deal with, better graphics, and it's fun, all right? Check it out. Shout out to Kevin Moore, also in the Bay Area. Lene Battle, tuning in from California as well. May Perkins, tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. Carlton Pope is in the house. What's going on, Carlton? Keyboardist extraordinaire. Thanks again to Eric Chambers from the Jazz Bell from calling in from the West Coast. Also to Mike Phillips. He's still trying to reboot his phone. Man, you better just call him from a landline, brother. Like I said before, all these phones now, all computer-based, crashing on us, have to reboot, locking up. Man, what did we do 20 years ago? Had to go to a payphone. Also, shout out to Lonnie Youngblood. Thank you so much, my man. God bless you. Dave Bennett over there at Bennett Studios. I'll be back there next week. Thank you so much. Producing a project over there for Hornet Washington, man. We're having a good time over there. Reggie Young, that brother right there, jazz bassist Reggie Young, who has a new project out with Gospel Park. I'll be playing a little bit of that in just a few minutes. He's doing some scoring on a few of these selections here. Thanks to Bernard Bell for calling in the Gospel Jazzations. Bernard, thank you, man. And congratulations on your son graduating on Friday. That's right, Guyver. The Macs are the only thing working, man. Everybody's hitting me up here on Facebook. Just log on to Facebook and type in Tony at TonySmith.com for a search. Make me your friend, all right? Love to hear from you. Shout out to Bermuda. Bermuda tuning in to Gospel Jazzations this morning. Appreciate y'all so much. 201-692-2012. Lene Battle says she loves her Mac as well. We have on the line another fantastic bassist, man. This brother right here lays it down. He's worked with Mike Phillips, whole host of people, and he'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. Here is Yannick Guzdala. What's going on, partner?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm actually calling you from a Mac. I'm really laughing here at all your Mac and Mike Philly reboot stories. I was dying. I was trying not to fall off the chair right here, and I'll take every opportunity I can to clown Mike a little. He sure managed to clown me on the road for a few years, so... Payback time, Philly.
yeah. But actually, he is on a Mac. I don't know what's happening with his phone. His phone is jacking up. I don't know if he's on a BlackBerry or iPhone or whatever. He may be on an iPhone. I don't know. But who knows, man. But we have a listener out there. Her name is Phyllis Yancey. She's out there in Arizona, and she's trying to decide whether to come over to the Mac side or not, man. Tell her she should, right?
No decision to be made, man. That should already have been done years and years ago. is actually PC. I don't even know what that is. I don't think I've seen a PC ever. that's how long it's been.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my friend, thank you so much for coming on Gospel Jazz Nation this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, man. Tell us your thoughts and remembrances about Waymon Tisdale.
Oh, man. Well, the thing that keeps recurring in my mind, and I was just listening to you playing him there on the radio, and I've been listening to some of his records and remembering the few times we actually got to play together, was just his smile coming through the music, you know? It was like the most honest thing about him. I think his music kind of reflected that, whether he was playing the bass or whether he was singing or whether he was playing the guitar. It was really, truly honest. And it was, you know, the music was just a natural extension of his incredibly huge personality.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, that's going to be missed sorely. And I think that's something for anyone young or old to aspire to and to kind of understand, you know?
Yeah. Did you do any work with Waymon?
Yeah, I played with him on several occasions through Mike Philly mainly. You know, we would hit on some festivals from time to time, and I know we did a bunch. I seem to remember doing a bunch of double bills with Mike's band, with Waymon's band, maybe I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
Right.
And I always took the opportunity whenever I could to jam with Waymon whenever we ran into each other at events and stuff. I think it was maybe 2004, 2005, we ran into each other at a Bass Player magazine event in New York City and got to play together for about, I don't know, a half hour, 40 minutes or something, which was real cool. You know, right. always fun, always laughing, always clowning on each other and always playing great, you know.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to get together with a bunch of musicians like that? No ego tripping or anything like that? Just
I think that's why we all do it. You know, right. I think between that, the fact that you can speak this language universally, no matter what country you're from, no matter what language you speak, no matter what race you are, you can speak this language, and it's a universal thing. And between that and all the stories, I mean, that's what I live for. Everyone's got stories, man. Everyone's got jokes, and that's what makes it all kind of move along real nice.
Yes, sir. Well, who are some of the people you worked with in the past, my friend?
Oh man! Wow, a whole rack of people. I mean, a lot of jazz based stuff. You know, with people like Mike Stern and Randy Brecker, the late great Hiram Bullock, who was my mentor for a long time.
Right.
Who sadly passed last year, and more so these days with my own band. You know, which is, you know, really so much fun. You know, to step out of that sideman role. Which has been really, you know, a great education over the past 10, 12 years, you know, being on the road with all these great people.
Right.
To step out of that role and take all that knowledge and all that experience and try and put it into something of my own, have my own voice as an artist. So that's been, I mean, it's been killing me because it's hard work. But
right.
It's a lot of fun and it's really rewarding and, you know, to get to go stand on the same stage as those guys like Waymon and Mike Phillips and all those guys as a leader is a truly a great honor.
Well, tell us about your band, man. What are you doing? You have a CD you're working on?
Well, I currently have two albums out since 2004. I put two albums out as a leader, and we're going to make a new album this year. It's actually a brand new band now featuring Jojo Mayer on drums, great drummer from Switzerland, been living in New York for the past 20 years, and my great friend, English piano player, singer-songwriter, who also lives in New York, called Ollie Rockberger. Who has a phenomenal blend of gospel and jazz music. You know, not only is he a piano player on my gig, but I feature a bunch of his songs, which is a lot of fun. And I'm using a trumpet player from Norway, so it's a really eclectic group of people. And we were just on tour for 2 weeks in Europe, which was really successful, sold out 14 shows in a row, which was, you know, it was phenomenal. It was a real honor to see that many people there.
Nice.
And we'll be playing, we're doing a world tour in November and December through Europe and Southeast Asia and Australia and New Zealand, coming back around to the West Coast of America and Mexico. So yeah, it's happening.
Cool, man. That's what I'm.
A lot of air miles.
Save them up, brother. Save them up, my friend.
Exactly.
Work it. Work it. Oh, my goodness. Where can people find you, contact you, what have you? MySpace, Facebook,
website? I have a website which kind of has all the links at, which is yannickgwizdala.com. That's JANEKGWIZDALA.com. And that has links to everything, the tour schedule, the digital store, the whole thing. You can read about, my hobbies, my obsessions, my inadequacies, whatever they are. Everything's up there.
And this is a funky bass player, y'all. I'm telling you, when this brother plays, his whole body is moving. That's what I love.
Yeah,
to see.
Mike's clowned me about that a few times before.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Well, again, I appreciate you taking time out to come on Gospel Jazzations this morning here. Well, it's morning over here. I know it's a late night over there in California, but appreciate
it. Yeah, it's getting there. We're heading towards midnight. I got another couple of hours to practice before I sleep, and then I'm out.
Well, that's cool, man. What kind of equipment you working with nowadays?
Well, the bass, I've had the bass for a long time. This Federa electric bass, the little bass builders down in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I just signed with a company called TC Electronics. They just put out a brand new range of bass gear, which has been real cool. I've been traveling with it because it's super light.
Yeah.
And, just working with their gear and seeing what's up. Use D'Addario strings.
Nice.
And a whole host, and a Mac user.
Yeah, see?
Going through, man.
Come on, y'all. Come on over to the other side, people. Little PC
users. The centerpiece of the studio is the Mac. I mean,
hey, you can only go with the Mac when you're in the studio, partner.
Exactly.
Only way to fly. Only way to fly. I'm getting some messages from Guyver Gear. Said there's a couple of people who can't log on to the live stream for the show, and they're all on PCs, of course.
Well, there you go.
Nah, but it's all good. But Yannick, thank you so much, partner.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Anytime.
Hey, where are you originally from, my man?
I'm from London, but I've lived down in the U.S., in New York for the last, been in the U.S. for about 11 years, and I've lived in New York for most of that, and now I go between New York and Los Angeles and back and forth.
Okay.
Pretty much every week, every other week.
Okay, well, cool, man. We have quite a few listeners from London tuning in to Gospel Jazzations this morning.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's like 7:30 in the morning. Everyone's getting up to go to work.
Exactly, exactly. Well, my friend, thank you so much, man. I'll send you some information here on Facebook, and thank you for taking the time out, all right?
My pleasure, man.
All right, man. Be safe out there.
All right, take it easy.
You too now.
All right, peace.
Peace. Yannick Gwizdala here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. 2:35 in the morning, special tribute show to jazz bassist Wayman Tisdale, right here on the Gospel Jazzations. Tony Smith here with you. JP and Don Corey didn't make it in on tonight. Saw Don earlier this afternoon. We did an event out in the park at Military Park in Newark, New Jersey, celebrating Green Day. All right, and recycling and all that good stuff for the kids. A lot of kids out there from East Orange and the Newark, New Jersey area, but we had a great day for that. And I want to thank Mayor Cory Booker and the whole Newark, New Jersey establishment for having us. Appreciate that. That was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. 201-692-2012 is the number here in the studios. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Let's get some more music going for Wayman Tisdale. I'm going to be sending this out to his family, this whole show. I'm going to send that out to them on tomorrow. Again, they're having services in Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week. Log on to WaymanTisdale.com. All the information is there. If you're just tuning in, Wayman Tisdale passed away last Friday at the tender age of 44. He was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago. And then last August, he had his right leg amputated right below the knee. And they were hoping that the cancer wouldn't spread, but God saw something different and wanted to call him on to glory. So we want to continue to keep the Tisdale family lifted up in prayer. Going to play this next selection from his CD, Decisions. Of course, features none other than Donald Hayes on saxophone. And this is a song he wrote for his father, who was a pastor. On Gospel Jazzations right here at WFDU 89.1 FM. Check it out.
Sometimes we feel like we are nobody. Sometimes we feel like we got everything. But I want you to look at somebody and let them know today that I am a living testimony. We'll be right back.
WFDU 89.1 FM. That is Wayman Tisdale right here on Gospel Jazz Stations from the CD Decisions. Good luck trying to find that project, Kevin. You know I do, brother. All right, the number is 242. Actually, the number. The time is 242 going on 243. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. This is a special edition of Gospel Jazz Stations featuring the life and times of Wayman Tisdale. Thanks to Yannick Guizdala for calling in to Gospel Jazzations. Also to Mike Phillips, Bernard Bell, Eric Chambers from the Jazz Bell. And we still have people calling in and sending text messages as well right here on Facebook. Shout out to Sophia Dyer. Sophia Dyer, girl, you up early this morning or late, one or the other, from Bermuda, tuning in. Appreciate that. Yannick, thank you so much, my friend. That is a blessing to me for you just calling in. And now we'll keep in touch, all right? And yeah, I'll send you my address. I'll send that into the messages just now, just a few minutes. 2:43 in the morning. Have some music coming to you from Reggie Young from his latest CD, Gospel Park. And we have some more music coming to you from, of course, Wayman Tisdale right here on Gospel Jazzations. Log on to my website, tonysmith.com, for more information. And we're going to get some more music on for Wayman right now. Top of the hour, we're going to give you some music from myself by request from Winnie Stewart. She wanted to hear some music from the Back for More CD. Thank you, Winnie. Appreciate that so much. In the meantime, here's the song entitled Sunday's Best featuring Jonathan Butler and Kirk Whalum. Shout out to Kirk Whalum as well. This comes off the CD Way Up. This is the Way Up Project, Kev. So check this out. I know you heard this before, but this will bless you as well. 201-692-2012. And also, I'm on Facebook, MySpace, but more so Facebook nowadays. Just do a search by typing in the email address, which is tony@tonysmith.com. Send me an email. Love to hear from you, all right? It's 201-692-2012. Anaje, Alan Gums, what's going on, my friend? He's on Gospel Jazzations right now, tuning in also, along with my girl, Donna Chappelle. Donna, how are you? Always good to hear from you. Lene Battle, about to shut it down. She says, getting way too many instant messages. I know how it is, girl. Phone's blowing up here, too. Okay. 201-692-2012. Coming up tomorrow, Sharon Addison will be bringing you Spotlight on Gospel, giving you the best in American and Caribbean gospel music. All right, check her out on tomorrow. Right now, here is Wayman Tisdale from the Way Up CD, the song entitled Sunday's Best, featuring Jonathan Butler and Kirk Whalum, right here in Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1.
Hi there, this is Yolanda Adams, and you're listening to Tony Smith with Gospel Jazzations on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Thank you, Yolanda. Here's brand new music from bassist Reggie Young.
Everything.
Now you've lost everything and nobody seems
yeah.
to care.
All those people that used you for your work and where?
You tried to turn to the church, but ain't nobody helping you there.
Nobody is helping you there.
Now what are you going to do?
No.
I got good news for you. God is standing by, and his arms are open wide. Glory, okay, so now you find yourself in this place where you can't turn to nobody. And it seems like nobody even remembers who you are. But you know what? God knows who you are. And here's what he tells you.
Deliverance.
It's on its way. Because today, it's your day. Today, thank you, Jesus. Burdens been lifted. Oh God, deliverance. Oh, it's here. You just gotta believe. Come on, Chris, sing that for me. That's family right there.
Burdens,
yes, it is.
Are gone away.
It's here right now.
this.